Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shay. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, your name is Shay? Is that
yes,
correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. My name is Kay, K-A-Y. I have two charges on my credit card that should not be there. And I've talked to my credit card company, and they have asked me to call you. So I'm doing that at this moment in time. And I can tell you the dates and the amounts. And I don't have any need for your product. It's called Deluxe Thrive Muscle Flex. I have no idea what that is. I suspect that I erroneously clicked on something that caused the first thing to occur, which was January the 11th for $5.99. And then on January the 25th, there's an attempt to charge $79.99. As I say, I have no reason to need this product, number one, and I want to get the charges off my credit card as soon as possible. Can you help me with that, please? Shay, are you there?
Okay, can I get your zip code?
80126.
Can I get your first and last name?
Well, my legal first name is Glendine. My middle name is Kay, which is what I use. And then my last name is Eisman, E-I-S-E-M-A-N.
Okay, thank you for that. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
My address is 9014 Woodland Drive in Littleton, Colorado, 80126.
Okay, thank you for that. So looking at your account, it looks like you ordered our earbuds with the fitness watch.
I'm sorry, earbuds?
Yes.
I don't have any earbuds.
It says you ordered. It says you ordered the earbuds with the fitness watch, and it was delivered. Well, let's see if it was delivered.
With a fitness watch?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes. You said it was delivered to you on January the 15th.
Well, I don't know what earbuds. I mean, I don't have any earbuds. I'm not disputing that you delivered them. We've had a number of packages porch pirated around here lately. I already own a fitness watch. So I don't know that I would be needing a second one. And I've never used earbuds, so I'm not even sure what I would do with them. And as I say, I'm not disputing your information about them being delivered, but what I am telling you is that I already had a fitness watch, so I had no reason to ask for a fitness watch. So can you assist me in getting these charges off my credit card, please?
I cannot take that charge of $35.98 off because that is a valid charge, but I can cancel that account to make sure that the other charge of $79.99 doesn't come off of your account.
That it does come off?
That the $79.99 does not go on your account.
Okay. So we can take care of that one, and you're going to leave the $5.99 one on there?
Yes.
Well, I guess that's better than nothing. And you're doing that because something was delivered?
Yes, the fitness watch and the earbuds was delivered. I tracked it. We have a tracking number on it, and with the tracking number tracks it, it says it was delivered to your address on January the 15th by United States Postal Service.
United States Postal Service. Well, I very seldom get things delivered from the Postal Service. They usually come UPS or FedEx or DHL. So I won't argue about the $5.99. That's cheaper than the other one. So. Okay, so I'm going to ignore that other phone. Okay, so Shay, you're going to take off the $79.99. You're going to leave on the $5.99. And you have a tracking number from United States Postal Service saying it was delivered.
Yes, ma'am. It also was an email. It also was an email sent to you stating that as well.
I'm sorry, there was an email sent saying what?
Saying that the order was delivered.
Well, as I say, I hardly ever get anything delivered from the U.S. Postal Service as a package. So, all right, well, I'll swallow the $5.99, but I definitely want the $79.99 taken off. And how long will it take for that to appear as a credit?
The $7.99, the $79.99.
The $79.99.
Yes, the $79.99 will, it should be cleared up. Because we stopped trying to try. Yes, ma'am, because it didn't go through. The bank actually declined it, but they were going to try to charge the card again for that same amount. So what I did is went ahead and stopped them from trying to charge that card again for that amount.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good news. All right, Shay. So I shouldn't see anything on my credit card for that amount of money from you all.
That's correct.
Okay, because it was declined the first time and you haven't tried to run it through again. Is that true?
That's correct.
Okay, well, I will call my credit card company back and tell them that you and I spoke and what we have agreed to do here. And again, I have no idea why I would need a fitness watch since I already have an Apple Watch, and I don't use anything that goes in my ears, so I'm very sensitive about my ears. So the whatever you call them, the pods or whatever they're called. All right. Well, I have your name, and I have the number that I reached you at, and I have the information that you're going to take care of this for me. Will I get a confirming email or anything?
No, ma'am, but I can give you a cancellation number over the phone.
All right. Let me have the cancellation number. I will write it down here.
All right. Let me know when you're ready for it.
I am ready. When you're ready, I'm ready.
Okay, so it is C as in Charlie, E as in Echo.
C as in Charlie, E as in Echo.
06, B as in Bravo, C as in Charlie.
06, B as in Bravo, C as in Charlie.
5, F as in Frank, 183.
Wait. The number 5 after the C?
Yes.
Okay, a 5. Okay, I got the 5. What comes next?
F as in Frank, 183.
Okay, I'm going to repeat this back to you to make sure I have it correct. C as in Charlie, E as in Echo, 0, 6. B is in Bravo, C is in Charlie, the number 5, F is in Frank, 183.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Very well. All right. Thank you for that information. I'll make a record of that. And thank you for your help in taking care of this for me.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Well, you have a good rest of the evening. I know it's where I am. It's dark out, and it's 7:30. So I don't know where you are, but that's where I am. All right. Thank you for your help again.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.